Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a staff shortage at veterans' health care facilities in Ohio. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. 96% of Veterans Health Administration employees reported needing more frontline staff, according to a national survey. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports on how that's playing out in Ohio, which has homed more than 600,000 veterans.
Joe Freneau is proud of his military service. It's evident from the very first step you take into his home in southeast Ohio just by a glance at the wall.
Yeah, this is my son here. He served in the United States Marine Corps. And my brother's grandson flies a B-52 bomber as of today in the United States Air Force. So they've been about 8 or 10 of us in service in my generation.
And we're Freneau served in the Korean War. When he returned home, he faced a different sort of challenge, throat cancer, at the age of 76. Today, 10 years later, he's cancer-free. He says that's all thanks to the care he got at the VA Medical Center in Chillicothe.
This is the greatest facility in Southern Ohio, and I might say the world, because they've saved my life on 3 occasions.
Freneau may be biased. His son Jeff works there. Both were surprised when the VA announced plans to shutter the medical center because of a predicted sharp decrease in patient counts. Community members like Jessica Fee fought successfully for it to remain open. She's the president of the local chapter of the American Federation of Government Employees. Even though the facility was spared, she says it's facing another challenge, an exodus of acute medical nurses.
They've taken other jobs, they've transferred out. I think there was probably around 50 to 60 staff back then. And out of that group, I would say there's less than 8 still there.
The facility's acute medical unit shut down in 2020 amid the pandemic, and she says 2 of its mental health units have been consolidated to 1. A spokesperson for the Chillicothe VA says no care offerings have been suspended due to staffing shortages. Rather, he says patient population decline has caused temporary mergers. Still, the VA medical centers across the state are missing around 18% of the staff they need. And it's not just a VA problem. The Ohio Department of Veterans Services mostly provides nursing home care for vets, and it's also struggling to recruit enough nurses.
Fewer people are receiving care specifically because we can't hire enough nurses to provide the level of care necessary.
That's Assistant Director Sean McCarthy. He says their long-term care facilities have had to reduce admissions in the last couple of years. Now, there are more than 100 veterans on the wait list.
If I could hire 30%, 40% as many nurses, we would be reopening wings today. I mean, we would start clearing that backlog immediately.
McCarthy says they've raised pay and up job advertising, but 2 years in, they haven't seen the staffing increases they hope for. Freneau is waiting, too, for Chillicothe's acute medical unit to reopen. He says more and more of his medical care has been outsourced to private hospitals. When that happens, he says he doesn't get the same medical attention. He often has to travel, which is hard now that he's 86. And sometimes his medical records take time to transfer and delay care. At other non-veterans hospitals, he feels forgotten.
I'd rather die on the steps of the Chillicothe VA hospital as to go somewhere and I don't know about.
In Chillicothe, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.